This is the War's Toll for the week ending November 8th, 2005. I'm Scott Perguin of KSOWLP in Cottage Grove, Oregon. This is where we read the names of those U.S. and coalition soldiers who have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan in the past week, their names that have been released by the Department of Defense. First, the numbers. As of this morning, November 9th, 2005, 2,258 coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that number, 2,058 are U.S. soldiers. In Afghanistan, 247 U.S. soldiers have been killed. We have no totals for soldiers of other nationalities or any totals for Afghani civilians. Back to Iraq. In the past week, 27 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed. At least 148 Iraqis were killed in the past week, bringing the total to 680 in October. The official total of Iraqi civilian deaths, as counted by IraqBodyCount.org, is now up to 30,318. We remind listeners that internal institutions and external institutions in Iraq and outside Iraq estimate the civilian deaths at well over 100,000 since the invasion in March of 2003. And now we will read the names of those soldiers whose names were released in the past week. On November 1st, 2005, Daniel A. Tsu, 27 years old, U.S. Marine, Honolulu, Hawaii. Also on the 1st of November, Alan M. Espiritu, 28 years old, U.S. Navy, Oxnard, California. On the 2nd of November, Gerald M. Bloomfield II, 38 years old, U.S. Marine, Ypsilanti, Michigan. Also on the 2nd of November, Michael D. Martino, 32 years old, Fairfax, Virginia. Also on the 2nd of November, Dennis J. Ferderer, Jr., 20 years old, U.S. Army, New Salem, North Dakota. Also on the 2nd of November, Mark J. Procopio, 28 years old, Army National Guard, Stowe, Vermont. Also on the 2nd of November, Joshua J. Munger, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Maysville, Missouri. Also on the 2nd of November, Benjamin A. Smith, 21 years old, U.S. Army, Hudson, Wisconsin. Also on the 2nd of November, Tyler R. McKenzie, 20 years old, U.S. Army, Evans, Colorado. On the 3rd of November, Kyle B. Worley, 28 years old, Army National Guard, Galesburg, Illinois. Also on the 3rd of November, Daniel J. Pratt, 48 years old, Army National Guard, Youngstown, Ohio. also on the 3rd of November, Darren Howe, U.S. Army, Beatrice, Nebraska. And also on the 3rd of November, Jeffrey P. Toslowski, 30 years old, U.S. Army, Upper Moreland, Pennsylvania. On the 4th of November, Jason A. Fegler, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Virginia Beach, Virginia. Also on the 4th of November, Timothy D. Brown, 23 years old, Army National Guard, Cedar Springs, Michigan. Also on the 4th of November, James M. Gerbich, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Eatontown, New Jersey. And also on the 4th of November, Dustin A. Yancey, 22 years old, U.S. Army, Goose Creek, South Carolina. On the 5th of November, Thomas A. Wren, 44 years old, Army Reserve, Lorton, Virginia. On the 6th of November, Ryan J. Sorensen, 26 years old, U.S. Marine, Boca Raton, Florida. Also on the 6th of November, Joel E. Cahill, 34 years old, U.S. Army, Norwood, Massachusetts. Also on the 6th of November, David Russell Neri, Australian Defense Force, Duncraig near Perth, Australia. And also on the 6th of November, James F. Hayes, 48 years old, U.S. Army, Barstow, California. On the 7th of November, Justin S. Smith, 28 years old, U.S. Army, Lansing, Michigan. Also on the 7th of November, Brian L. Freeman, 27 years old, U.S. Army, Loosedale, Mississippi. Also on the 7th of November, Robert C. Pope II, 22 years old, U.S. Army, East Islip, New York. Also on the 7th of November, Mario A. Reyes, 19 years old, U.S. Army, Las Cruces, New Mexico. And also on the 7th of November, Jeremy Tamborello, 19 years old, U.S. Marine, Adams County, Colorado. This has been The War's Toll for the week ending November 8th, 2005. Our hearts go out to all of the fallen, their families and loved ones from every nation and community.